With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Man, we've been talking baseball all day. Hasn't this been great?
Outstanding.
We're going to talk more baseball coming up. Brian Anderson, Rays color analyst, former Guardians pitcher, joining us momentarily right here on Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin.
Yes. What a beautiful day. It's been nice. Now we'll get this air quality to get better. Life will be much better over the weekend.
You think
this
so?
Air quality stuff is a little scary, though, isn't it? You worry about folks that have issues.
Have you noticed it? You personally?
A little bit. I mean, I don't know if it's my allergies, though. That's the problem.
See, that's what I'm wondering, too, because I know there's a ton of pollen in the air, but I wonder if it's smoke mixed in.
I started
thinking
about
people are sneezing like crazy.
All those kids outside with, although most of them are good shape, but the football workouts that are going on right now for a lot of the area teams, high school teams.
Okay, there you go.
I'm just trying to be a responsible adult, unlike an irresponsible teenager.
So last night, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm actually watching baseball and enjoying the Guardians game. And all of a sudden, I'm included in a text chain from the guy who joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And I thought, I love this guy. He's Brian Anderson. Hello, BA.
Yeah, I got a little saucy. Hello, how are you?
We are well. We didn't say what you texted. And yeah. I didn't want to because I wanted you to share it with everybody.
Well, so here was the deal. The Rays have made their way almost all the way through the AL Central. They still have not, they haven't played Kansas City. I don't think they played Cleveland yet either, for that matter. But anyway, I've seen the AL Central, and it was fresh on my mind because we were coming off of an afternoon game against the Minnesota Twins, who, you know, came into, you know, listen, granted, they were only two games above 500, but they were in first place by, you know, 3.5-4 games over Cleveland. And, you know, so here's our first look at division-leading Minnesota. This is all I'll tell you. The Rays probably played their C-minus game for the three-game series. They did not play well. Now, the defense was outstanding, and they certainly pitched well, but offensively, it just left a lot on the table. So I would probably say it was the Rays' C game. I'll give them their C game. And they swept the Twins and held the Twins to 3 runs for the series. Three-game series, the Twins scored all of 3 runs. On top of that, I then got curious about what the Rays have done in the American League Central, seeing how the Twins were the first-place team. So I went back and looked at it, and the Rays right now stand 12-1 against the AL Central, and they've outscored their counterparts 88-39. That's a rough division. Real rough division.
Yeah.
So should we be mad about it here or not? Like, Poobah walks in here, that's the boss, and he walks in and he's like, oh, they shouldn't even have, there should be no East, there should be no Central, there should be West, and just take the best teams to the playoffs. B.A., man, you know we would never make the playoffs if that was the case.
No, you wouldn't. You'd finish sixth in the American League East.
Yes.
Okay, that's it. You'd finish sixth in the AL East, which has 5 teams. I mean, it is remarkable, and this goes back a couple of weeks, and I don't know what the cumulative record is now, but this is all I will tell you, and this is not just the AL Central. The American League East teams as a group, when they play outside of the American League East, they are akin to a 106-win team. When they play anybody outside the AL East, that's the winning percentage. You're a 106-win team. It's pretty remarkable how strong the AL East is and how weak a lot of these other divisions are. And listen, we've seen them because you play everybody You know, we've played a lot of the NL Central. We've played a lot of the AL Central. And you get out of your comfort zone. You see teams you don't see very often. You see that they're up there in the standings, so you're really interested in how this is going to play out. You watch them for three or four games, and you're like, that team is not that good. I mean, maybe we caught them at a bad time, but I don't see it. I don't see it. Now, we're into June, and the record speaks for itself. You know, the Minnesota Twins are in first place in the AL Central, and they're under 500, period. Period.
God bless the Central. I responded to those pearls of wisdom from you. My response was, bring back the Twins and Royals 19 times a year.
Well, I'm telling you, that is absolutely a byproduct of the schedule. Because the AL East used to beat up on each other 19 games, like you said, 19 games every team. You three trips there, they came to you three times. Now you're down to two trips to each place, and it's 14 games. So that's a lot of games outside of that really, really good division, especially now that Toronto's taken a step. Baltimore's gotten a lot better. Boston has been interesting. You know, they've kind of hung around and showed little flashes here and there. But you get outside of that, you're getting to play a lot more games outside of that division, and you're seeing it reflect in the records. And you're also seeing the AL Central, the NL Central, you're seeing those teams' records reflected of not playing as much against each other and beating, you know, the garbage teams in your division. It'll be fascinating to see how it turns out at the end. But right now that you've gotten into the season and you've played for, two and a half months, you're starting to see some trends that aren't really trends anymore. It's kind of like, this is concrete fact. This is your reality.
I'm just looking at your career, BA. I don't know how it would have played out when you were with the Diamondbacks, but in 97, if we were under the old format of just East and West, the Indians would not have made the playoffs. And in 01, when you guys won the World Series, you had the third best record with Arizona. So I don't know how that would play out because Arizona didn't exist. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so weird to look at it that, like, okay, the Central's garbage, but think about all the great teams that made the playoffs because they changed format.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, this is why at the end of the day, if you're a team in one of those divisions, let's take the AL Central. Again, your division leader is, I think, 32 and 33. That's their record, the Twins. And by the way, they're not leading by a half a game. They've got a couple-game lead. So, you know, that's not great, obviously. But what you tell yourself, first of all, if you're in that division, we're not out of it. We get hot for a week and a half, 2 weeks, we're in first place, probably by a couple of games. You know, that's what you're telling yourself as a team. On top of that, just get into the tournament. You never know. You never know once you get into the playoffs. You could have a couple of pitchers getting real hot down the stretch that can carry you through a first round. And, you know, maybe your offense is, you know, comes to life a little bit. I mean, who knows? But get there. Get there. And right now, everybody in that division has a chance to get there because your leader is one game under. And that has to be the goal. And, you know, and then see if you can make some noise once you get into October.
Brian Anderson joining us, Rays color analyst and, of course, former Indians pitcher. Would you think, BA, you could do away with divisions, or do you have to have that in Major League Baseball?
Our
thought was, if you didn't have them and you just had like 15 teams, man, the season's over for at least half of the teams by June, by mid-June at the latest.
Yeah, no, you have to have divisions. I mean, and I know that it's cyclical, and, you know, some divisions are better than others. You know, there was a time there that, you know, the Central, you know, back in 97, and you know, that was a strong division as far as, like, you know, Chicago was good, Cleveland was good, all those things. You know, it's everything's cyclical. Now, you know, the Eastern time zone teams, you know, they've got not Tampa so much, but the other ones have, you know, a lot of money to spend. And you know, Boston and New York are never going to be outspent. The Mets and, you know, the Braves have a wonderful thing going up there. So they're always going to be strong, but everything else is cyclical. And so it keeps the regionalized fan bases into it, because if you didn't have that, you're right. Half the league, it's pointless. Go play, I guess, try to get your numbers, make some money, do whatever, but you're not going to go anywhere because you really don't have the ability to go anywhere, where with the divisions, you do. I mean, Cleveland if you weren't doing it, if you were doing it that way, Cleveland, their season would be relatively, you know, it would be close to over, not quite, but it'd be close to over. They're in second place right now, just, you know, by a handful of games. So,
game and a half,
game and a half. So they're right there, and that has to be the goal. That has to be the mindset. You know, this season has not gone as we have wanted it to for the first part of it, but we're a game and a half out of first, boys. A game and a half out of first with a lot of baseball left to play, a lot of time to get hot, a lot of time to win this division and see where we can go. So that you have to keep the divisions.
As a player inside the clubhouse, like on the outside, like we're impatient. We're like, well, they got to trade Bieber. They got to do this. What's it like on the inside? Like, can you feel the impatience on the outside or no?
If you open yourself up to it, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If you do that, then you can let that come pouring in and feel every bit of it. But those guys, you know, while they're privy to what's being said on social media, and I think a lot of guys probably check it more than they're ever going to let on, they still try, and I know the Rays do a great job of this, is it's day by day. They're worried about today. That's it. They're worried about today. You know, you'll talk to them like, hey, boy, you got that big series coming up with whoever. Oh. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they are coming into town. That'll be good. But we're worried about today. That's kind of their mindset. Now, if everybody's acting...
Is that real? Is that real?
I think there's some realness, but I think a lot of it, too, is, again, not letting you in. You know, not letting the outside world in. These guys stay closed off even more than we did. You know, we were tight back then, but we also didn't have to deal with social media and blogs and all of the things that these guys have to deal with today. So they kind of circle the wagons even more than we did. So I think that there is, some play to that. I think some guys are oblivious. You know, they are that locked in on day-to-day. I think there's some other guys that say that, so you'll just shut up and leave them alone.
Ah, good point. Ryan Anderson joining us. BA, last night the Guardians beat up the Red Sox. Unfortunately, that meant beating up Corey Kluber. And we talked about this earlier. Good for Corey if he wants to keep playing. And I mentioned Kenny Lofton, Jim Thome, guy, but they had more success after they left. But, man, they did the MLB tour. You know, they saw a lot of teams in not a whole lot of years. Corey's on team 5 in 5 seasons. And I hate to see a guy just not be what he used to be. He clearly isn't. Well, what do you do there if you're Alex Cora? I mean, you had to eat some innings. You didn't want to burn your bullpen. But you left a Cleveland icon on the mound getting his brains beat in Progressive Field. It was awful.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I don't know what you do. I know that, you know, you definitely with a guy like that, that not only is has the, you know, the back of his baseball card, the resume, all of the awards, you know, finishing the top 3 in the Cy Young 3 other times on top of the times that he won it. Such an accomplished career. You want those guys to be able to dictate their own own. And right now, and I know that we're looking at this as of last night, and it's been a rough go of him because obviously he was a starter. They bumped him to the pen. You know, he came in to throw against us out of the pen a couple of different times, which is so strange to see. Corey Kluber coming out of the pen, you know, to pitch. And so, unless it's the playoffs. And so, but you get to the point where if the performance is that poor for a prolonged period of time, you will force the manager's hand. You will force the organization's hand. That's why, you know, the first thing is let's move him to the bullpen. Let's move him to the bullpen, see if he can find a niche out there where he can contribute. And it doesn't look like that is going particularly well. And then so the next move would be, you know, we're going to move on. A guy like Corey may say, you know, it's time for me to move on. I'm going to move on. I'm not helping this team. And, you know, you just don't know how it'll end up playing out. A lot of different scenarios, but the performances like that won't be allowed to continue. Something will be done, and it could potentially be drastic. You just hate to see that happen to, you know, someone like him.
BA, 20-second conversation. Ready? Tell me if anyone cares in Tampa or not. The Panthers are in the Stanley Cup final. Anybody care there?
No, I do.
Miami
I do,
Heat.
I would say
Miami Heat. Anybody care there?
Maybe slightly more.
Messi coming to Miami.
I heard about that the other day, and I haven't heard anybody say a word about it.
Okay. I was just trying to get the feel for what's on the street in Tampa. What's going down in Ybor City?
Tampa St. Pete. in Ybor City is Tampa Bay Rays just wiping the floor with them.
That's beautiful.
Fair enough.
The feeling is down here.
All right. Yep. Now I feel better. Okay. Good.
Thank you, Bri.
Thanks for the lowdown on the street, man. Good stuff.
It's a very myopic view I have, though. I mean, really. Listen, I'm all into that stuff. This is the, you know, the great thing about baseball or hockey and NBA playoffs is that it gives me something to do when our games are over. You go right home and you pop in and you watch some playoff action. Now we're starting to round out towards the end, and then when that's gone, you know, it's just baseball for a while, and then football will start up.
You got Baker Mayfield. You're good.
I do. Wow. Did you guys, by the way, see that viral video of him and Kyle Trask out flipping balls all over the place except for their receivers?
More on that coming up. BA, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Bye, boys.
Bye.
He's Brian Anderson, Rays analyst, former Indians pitcher, and he joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
No such thing as a 20-second conversation.
I guess not. Contest time coming up and NBA Finals Game 4. Oh, Miami Heat. This could be do or die. All coming up on Baskin.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Game 4 NBA Finals tonight, 8:30 in Miami. The home team has lost two of the three games in this series. Does that mean anything?
Nope. If Denver didn't, Denver let that 15-point lead slip away in Game 2, it's bothering me. It still bothers me. So, otherwise, I thought this thing would have been over 4. Still could be over in 5.
That's one of those weird things. The Nuggets dominated Game 1, and yet the Heat made a run.
Yeah.
And then the Heat win Game 2, and then they come back. The Nuggets dominated Game 3 in Miami, yet the Heat made a run. I wonder what happens in Game 4. I would bet Heat tonight if I'm a betting man.
I'm going Heat early, Nuggets sneak back in it, win it late.
It's weird because it feels like the Nuggets have kind of controlled this series, and yet Miami hasn't gone away. That, to me, is a dangerous sign if I'm a Nuggets fan.
It's kind of Spoelstra-y, though, isn't it? This season especially?
Well, they don't go away, man.
No, not at all.
They're really good.
But go back and look at that last series up 3-0 and survive, right? They survived.
Survive.
And I do think that takes its toll when you hit the next seven-game series if you're if you end up going seven. I think Miami comes out hot tonight, and then just watch the seats behind their bench. They'll be empty by the time it's over, and Denver will win tonight.
I am enjoying this. I've enjoyed the playoffs more than I've enjoyed playoffs in a long time. I think overall they've been wildly entertaining. I'm really enjoying this finals matchup, and I can't wait till it's over.
Because that means a new for the Cavaliers?
No, because
that's how I kind of look at stuff.
That's a part of it, but it's a small part of it. It's that this is going to be a wild offseason in the NBA. Wild. We've already heard
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, yeah. Right. And then where's Chris Paul going to end up?
You tell me.
He's got a friend who wears number 6 in gold. Plays in Los Angeles.
Yeah. That's where he's going?
The thought's always been, boy, you know, Chris and LeBron, right? The banana boat guys?
I don't know. We saw that.
There are only two of them still playing.
Yeah.
They need a point guard. They're not going to keep D'Angelo Russell.
That scare you?
They got rid of Russell Westbrook. Scares me if I'm a Lakers fan. How many 47-year-olds can I put on one team?
Didn't we go through this whole thing with Dwayne Wade and a lot of guys that used to play and
yeah.
came here, and that thing got blown up by midseason?
Well, they do have Anthony Davis if he's healthy. Sure. But if you get Chris Paul out there and you can get him to play 50 games and be healthy for the playoffs, which he wasn't this year, that'd be interesting. Chris can still play. When he plays.
I mean, he's at the end of the road. So it's like, okay, who's he helping?
Yeah, I know. But as we've seen, Andy, if you're healthy at the end of the season, that's all that really matters, isn't it? You had a 7 seed get to the Western Conference Finals and an 8 seed get to the NBA Finals out of the East. So if Paul ends up in Los Angeles with the Lakers, okay. Now, can they keep Austin Reeves because he's become a key part for them? I'll bet not. Bet he gets more money from somebody.
Who else? What other big moves are you looking forward to seeing here in the offseason?
What happens with James Harden?
That's a good one.
I heard yesterday, I forget even where it was, but I saw something and they said, oh my gosh, they're pitching this. And I said, you mean what we've been throwing out there for a couple of months, Darius Garland to Boston for Jaylen Brown. Not that I'd do it or anything. I'd have to think about it. But it was...
You wouldn't do it?
I'd have to think about it.
Oh, man.
But I would... But, Andy, you and I threw that out there.
I know.
And because Boston needs a point guard, we would think. And in Cleveland, we could sure use a 6'6 guy. We got lots of guys on the other end. Got a lot of the shorter guys. We could use a 6'6 guy who can actually play. But
do we have a shooter anywhere?
But that was I thought that was interesting. Yeah. You know, that somebody else was on the same train there. Hey, you know, these two guys are star players. Maybe they're a better, and this is all that it is. Maybe they're a better fit with a different team. You know,
do you believe that?
Yeah, I do.
You think Garland's a better fit on a different team? Or are you talking about the Boston guys?
I don't think Mitchell and Garland are a good fit together. It's not those two guys. Neither one of those guys is to be held accountable for this. And it's not even Kobe Altman's fault. He went out and brought in a really good player. But do you think, Andy, two guys who are ball dominant 6'1" guards, is that the key to success?
No.
I don't think so either.
It didn't work in the playoffs.
I don't think so either.
During the regular season, it was great.
Yeah, you know why?
Because it didn't matter.
You're not game planning for him every night, and you're not trying to figure it out, and you're not trying to take Evan Mobley out of the game, whatever. I think it's not the best fit. And I love all four of the guys in the core four. Love them all, but is it the best fit? And if it's okay if it's not. Now let's keep that in mind. The Cavs made a move because they thought they needed to go get a superstar type of player, and they did. Again, I think they gave up too much, but that's okay. Mitchell's really good, but do you bust up that guard combination?
And how are you busting up that guard combination? I mean, as you've talked about it, and I think you alluded to it the whole time in the beginning, but the reality of it is the whole Donovan Mitchell clock, the clock on that contract. and wondering what the Cavaliers are going to do, and can they extend, and is he going to extend? And you know, that you hear the rumblings about New York, and should he go to New York? Is that where he wants to go? He thought he was going to New York, and where are you going with that? Because, Jeff, don't you feel like next year it's tick, 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 tick?
Okay. Pressure. You want to know? You want to know exactly what I'd do?
What would you do?
If I were Kobe Altman, I'm going to go Bieber. Hi, Donovan. Yeah. Here's your extension. Do you want it?
And?
He says, no, I'm going to move him. I'm going to move him. You cannot let Donovan Mitchell walk out the door. And
for nothing.
For nothing. You can't. Well, you can't do it. And I know he has 2 years to go. Okay, well, you're not going to wait until next year to do it, are you? Like at the trade deadline?
No, so again, well.
Because if you trade him by the trade deadline, then you've probably derailed your season, not this coming season, but the year after that. So if he does not accept my max contract offer, then it's going to be a for sale sign in the window, and I'm going to be looking to move him.
So
and if he says yes, I'm looking to move Darius. And I'm looking to move either one of them for a wing player who can score 20-some points a game for me, play some pretty good D, and be part of a good team.
They can't walk into 25-26 knowing that it's his option. That's the way it looks. So he's here next year, 23-24, 24-25, still under contract.
Yep.
And then 25-26, it's a player option.
Well, no, he'll either be in or out for that year.
Right, it's up to him, yeah.
So we'll... They'll know, I would assume, not this coming season, but the next season, whether he picks up his option.
A year from now?
Yeah, you can't. He's got 2 years here.
Yes.
Yeah, so if he picks up the option for the third year, then, you know, I would be stunned if he did. Let's put it that way. The NBA
is... $37 million on that deal.
Yeah, I know.
On the cap hit.
Which, by the way the salaries are going in the NBA, will be underpaying what he would get out on the open market, which sounds loony, but it probably is. You know, he will not see that option here. He will not pick that up. Almost guaranteed. He won't pick it up.
But that's 25-26, in case you're
wondering. That's so.
In case you're scoring with your checkbook at home.
Do you like that thought, by the way? Do you like that thought? I am moving one of those two guys. I don't want it to be Mitchell. I gave up the world to
get
him. But
there's no hurry for you to make that move until the end of next season or somewhere near the trade deadline if you're out.
I would agree, except for let me throw this one at you. Hmm. Did you get the impression that this team is capable of making a big playoff run the way it's built right now?
No.
And that's why maybe you're proactive, except for this.
But you don't have to do that until the upcoming trade deadline.
No, you don't, except for one thing.
Unless
again,
you want to bring in
if,
one
if
guy.
If you trade
you
your best
three,
player at the trade deadline this year, don't you derail this season? This
depends,
coming season?
What are you getting back? That's the whole thing.
I'll tell you what you're not getting back.
I think derailing is less in the NBA than it is in Major League Baseball. Though, I will
oh,
that.
I think it's more so.
I
because
think
there are so
add,
few guys. I'll tell you what you're not getting back.
What are you not getting back?
Three number ones, two pick swaps, an all-star 6'11 guy who can shoot, a three-point shooter, and a high-scoring guard off the bench. You're not getting that back.
I would love to argue this with you, and I can't. I have no argument. You're
can
right.
Can you? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps. You're on the Fan. All right, let's see. DeAndre Hopkins going for dinner in New England. Bill O'Brien used to be his head coach in Houston.
Sorry, I don't want a salad. I'm on to the main course.
Perhaps he'd like to reunite with his quarterback from Houston. That would be here.
Yeah.
But he's also going to go visit Tennessee, according to all reports, coming up on Sunday.
He's got a lot of Cleveland going on there. I mean,
what a drama.
Bill Belichick was the coach here. Mike Vrabel, Ohio State.
They're not here. They're not here anymore.
I know, but there's like a lot of. And
it doesn't.
Like, yeah, you know, your old quarterbacks in Cleveland.
Are you going to New England and going to Tennessee and thinking you're coming to Cleveland? Is that the deal?
Yeah, you're trying to.
And you want
to
get perspective on the Browns from those guys?
You're raising the price. And then when you come here, they'll lock you in the back.
Going to be with Vrabel?
You say yes.
Where should I send my kids when I raise them in Northeast Ohio? Or should I get a house in Macedonia? What should I do?
Well, I mean, it's just his dad was the superintendent there. I don't know that he went to Walsh, right?
He did.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Wonder where Belichick lived when he was here.
Strongsville.
Maybe he could talk to Belichick about that.
No, Schottenheimer.
Schottenheimer went
lived in Strongsville. Strongsville. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Brian went to Strongsville High School.
I think his daughter did, too.
I would assume so. If, yes. Yeah.
I sat next usually to her in class at Kent, as a matter of fact.
Did you really?
I'm 90% sure.
Did you say every time she walked in class, there's a gleam? Did you do that?
No.
No?
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was a different coach's kid. You know, the years are starting to blend together.
So what did you do at Kent State, Andy?
Well, let me just say like this. If they handed out diplomas for Rays, I was summa cum laude.
You don't mean...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You mean
I had a
Tampa
minor,
Bay Rays? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I had
Sun Rays?
I majored at Rays and minored at the Loft. How's that sound? And somewhere along the way, I think I may have picked up something.
What was the drinking age when you were in college?
Was it
18?
It got moved to 19. So I was grandfathered in. It got moved to 21, and I was grandfathered in because I was a camp counselor in the Poconos. And I remember my dad calling me, he goes, I got good news and bad news. I was like, what is it? He goes, they moved the drinking age. I go, oh, no. I go, am I out for a couple years? He goes, nope, you're grandfathered in. Then I remember turning 21, and I went to go buy a bottle of alcohol, and I didn't get carded, and I was very upset. I'm like, come on, man. I worked hard to make this driver's license turn 21. And it was real. It was legit.
Nice.
Thank you.
That was well done.
Proud of me.
Are you surprised that DeAndre Hopkins is looking for a team and that nobody has just jumped in and signed him?
First of all, wasn't there a delay in the paperwork to start that he wasn't officially released so that this process that we all wish happened in 30 seconds wasn't going to happen in 30 seconds anyway.
But he's making a tour out of this.
If I was a free agent, I would make a tour out of it too. And I would hope that they would make a personalized episode of The Simpsons for me to want to be a part. Oh, wait, that was LeBron. Remember that?
It was Family Guy.
Oh, it was Family Guy. Why am I getting those two confused today?
It's the days at Rays. They probably killed enough brain cells.
Stupid wheel. I would milk it for all it's worth. Why not go out and see what's out there? Why wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
If I'm him, yes. What I was hoping for if I was him, though, was that somebody would immediately call me and say, hello, here's your 17 mil, come on in. Done. And not go shop around.
I'd rather shop around. I'd rather be in that kind of a spot to wait and just see what happens. I mean, and the other thing is, are you missing mandatory minicamp? Who cares?
Well, you didn't have to sign for that. I mean, you could have actually said, Yeah, I'll sign after, you know, but I'm not coming to Manitoba.
Here's a guy that doesn't want to practice anyway. You think he doesn't want to wait until after the season, week one of the season?
He wants to wait until he gets his until he gets what he's looking for. When he gets the right contract, when he gets the right contract, then he's in. Doesn't matter when, where, whatever. If I'm him, I'm a little bit like, wait a minute. Teams haven't been banging down the door to offer me the 17, 18, 15 mil?
What team can he go to with the least amount of having to worry about transition? Bingo. Right here. He knows the quarterback.
Uh-uh. Bingo. New England. He knows the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, but the offensive coordinator's not throwing him the ball.
Yeah, well, the quarterback's not drawing up the plays.
Yeah, but the quarterback can ignore the play that you've called once he's already looked to see that the wide receiver that the offensive coordinator wanted you to throw to is being covered.
And when he does that, he gets sacked because the offensive linemen are blocking a different way.
Incorrect. You're looking for your whoopee, and you're looking for the guy that you know where you can go to. We all need a Jarvis Landry, and let's face it, Hopkins could be.
Who, by the way, is available?
Yeah. Hopkins could be Deshaun Watson's whoopee. Is that a good word? Does everyone call their security blanket that? No, you don't like that?
You've used it enough. It's found its way into the lexicon.
Yeah,
I know.
Kind of just beating us over the head with it.
Did your blanket have a name there?
Oh, God, no. No, I was a teddy bear kid.
Oh, you were a teddy bear
kid. Yeah. I had a... I never realized it when I was a kid. It was only until I got older that a lot of people found it creepy. It was a certain bear that was used to sell a fabric softener.
Oh.
Yeah, my grandmother got it for me, and so that was always my
favorite. Did it come with the fabric softener? Probably.
I don't remember. I was one.
How's that gone over with the girlfriend? Having that thing between you.
Well, you know, everybody's got their own version of comfort.
What was Radar O'Reilly's bear? What was the name of that thing?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Or did he have a name?
I don't know. I think he did, but I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Yeah,
I'm sure someone will call 216-474-0092.
God, I hope not.
Off air. If I'm Hopkins, I think there are a lot of things here that should be enticing for him to come to Cleveland. But we all know what it's all about. It's all about the money. So.
I wonder, I don't know the right answer to this one. If he doesn't, well, let's just say the best offer he gets, okay, that the best offer he gets is $10 million a year.
Okay.
Is that realistic that might be the best offer he gets? I would think he gets a little more, but let's just say it's 10. Would you turn it down and wait for the right team to come along, in training camp or even 4 weeks into the season?
I'm walking around going, how much did Odell get? Let's start there.
Odell's 15, right?
Start there. Now.
Yeah. And Odell didn't play last year.
Tour some Michelin star restaurants and make sure that I, you know exactly what you're going to do with me and cash in for this whole thing. That's for certain.
Yeah, except that's a pain in his butt, isn't it?
It is.
Well, you can enjoy your summer doing whatever it is you want to do, or you can hop on planes and fly over the country. And
being wooed and wanted, Jeff. Yeah. I know the three of us have not, and no offense to all three of us, but we've never been in the position where we've been wooed and wanted. I'd like to be at one point in my life.
It was a tough decision between Alpena, Michigan and Missoula, Montana. That's about it.
When I went on my big job interview in Beaumont, they took me to Wendy's for dinner. I enjoyed it very much.
And they were like, I don't know if you can have a double. You're going to have to get a single.
Case in point, gents. We've never been wooed nor wanted.
I got the double.
You got the double.
I did.
And the job.
I did.
So I got a new smile, and I bought a double, and I got the job.
Maybe the travel into those big-time restaurants isn't a bad idea, Dan.
They walked him in. They said, you can have anything off the dollar menu you want. Knock yourself out.
If I'm Hopkins, with Menigan's thought in mind, I'm calling my agent. Hey, see if the Colts are interested and want me in for a visit. I love St. Elmo's.
Case in point. Hey, what are the Commanders up to? There's a bunch of Michelin star joints over there.
Oh, are you kidding? I'm in Kansas City just for the steaks alone.
What plans do you have for me in my career, Ron Rivera?
You know, the Seahawks would be a good fit for the Metropolitan, let me tell you.
You boys laugh. This is what I'm doing. Are the Bears interested? There's some good ones there, and they've got a boatload of cap space. Let's talk turkey.
Ditka's is very underrated.
Justin Fields, love it. Let's roll.
I'd go to Gene and Georgetti's in Chicago.
I don't know. I find someplace to go. Trust me.
You kidding me? I'm being wooed right now. This is tremendous. Yeah, I'll hop on any plane you need.
All of a sudden, you're enjoying it, huh?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I would love every last bit of this because I know I am the best wide receiver that is on this market in a league that is built on passing in a season where everybody wants more. Come talk to me.
Great steaks and barbecue in Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't know food-wise. I mean, if this was about food, it'd be tough to walk away from Kansas City. Although, you know, I tell you, we make a pretty good argument. Our food's not bad.
Oh, we have
it's
great
very
food.
Yes.
You kidding? We have some phenomenal restaurants.
I mean, if he wants to gain some weight, we are the place for him to be.
Rams, you want to take me down to Koreatown and we have a great time? Call me up. Let's go. I could catch passes from Matt Stafford for the right amount of money.
Is there any chance he ends up here?
I think so. I still feel like there's a chance.
Why do you feel that way? Because I've not heard anything other than, well, you know, Deshaun Watson's in Cleveland. That's all I've heard. But I haven't heard anything like, well, they're giving that serious consideration.
I don't think it's off the radar. I think it's good for him to have us on the radar because it drives up his price tag a little. It doesn't hurt him for us to be on the radar, okay, if he wants to go to a different team. Deshaun Watson said, I just talked to him yesterday. It was his birthday. I'm sure he probably's like, man, it'd be cool if you came here. Wouldn't you say that if it was your buddy? Man, I hope we see you here. I hope you get it.
Yeah, if you're Deshaun Watson, you're saying all the right things and doing all the right things. But I haven't, correct me if I'm wrong, I haven't seen anything that directly ties DeAndre Hopkins to the Browns other than
Deshaun Watson.
No, other than just rumors. I haven't heard visit. I haven't heard yes. I've just heard.
Okay, other than the two visits, what else have we heard?
Well, in my estimation, that puts the Patriots and the Titans ahead of the Browns.
Yeah, but we also don't know if he's coming here. He may have already been here. Who knows?
Maybe.
And here's the other thing. I gave up all of this listening to this stuff about, oh, he's going here, he's going there. When Deshaun Watson came to Cleveland, the story was dead. He was not coming here. He politely said no. And guess what? A bunch of dead presidents decided to entice him to come to Cleveland. If you've got the green, you've got a chance. Always.
But do they want to spend it on Hopkins? Stay tuned. We'll see how this plays out. And maybe we'll get a dining report after his weekend in New England. That's a Barry Manilow song.
Yeah, I mean,
and then a trip to Tennessee.
How much lobster can you eat? Come on, man.
I don't know. Chowder can be pretty good.
Do you know what we can do to a pierogi here?
Tim May. Man.
Get a hold of Rocco.
Letterman Rowe.
Hold on.
Big Ten doing some interesting stuff. Same with PGA and LIV. Those are Tim's areas of expertise. He's up next here on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.